Why is there no revival? The answer is very simple. It is because people are not afraid of God or of going to hell because of sin. They have been taught and retaught multiple times by those on the radio, TV, and those who write books that they can disown Jesus, live like their own worst neighbor, commit adultery, get drunk, become an occultist, lust, lie, slander, steal, swindle, you name it, and still remain God's son after salvation. Most have no concept that loving God is a salvation issue, much less that bringing forth good fruit is required to stay spiritually alive. Church people are not living holy, seeking God, or sharing their faith, and don't really care about changing. Many wrongly think lukewarmness is a perpetual condition, and don't know that to get spewed out of Jesus' body for such means loss of salvation. They think the very worst that can happen for wicked living is loss of rewards and a break in their fellowship with God. They have been taught they can't obey God, they have to sin all the time, and the Apostle Paul was the chief of all sinners. Today's church crowd doesn't care about living pure, for such is really unattainable. Hence, they openly sin with no fear of the consequences as they sing songs saying they will go to heaven after death, waste time getting defiled by TV, and being almost naked at the beach. They also ridicule those who are living holy and sincerely seeking God by calling them legalists and accusing them of trying to earn their salvation, while they themselves blend in with the world around them. The various teachers they seek out will prove to be their spiritual ruin in the end. But now they think the eternal security teachers, or the Calvinists, are the greatest. As long as this type of rampant deception remains, there will never be a revival, and multitudes of Bible believers will continue on the road to damnation. The solution is for Christians to actively fight once saved, always saved, in every way possible, and faithfully follow Jesus to the end. Eternal security was clearly designed by the devil and must be aggressively opposed at every opportunity, as Jude wrote. God bless you.